Hundreds of community members lined the streets of downtown Watertown Saturday for the funeral procession of New York State Trooper Joel Davis, who was killed while responding to a domestic incident last week. As WRVO's Payne Horning reports, they wanted to pay their respects for the officer who had served their community over the past 14 years.
Watertown's public square fell silent when the procession arrived. With hands on their hearts, people solemnly watched as Davis took his last ride through Watertown. Christy Chubb, who first met Davis 12 years ago, says she was not surprised to see so many people out because of the oversized presence he had in the area as an officer and a kid's baseball coach.
I think that's what makes me more emotional, is knowing all the lives and people that he has touched.
But many of those who gathered for the procession did not know Davis, like Michonne Caldwell and Brenton Baker, who said it was important to honor the trooper, especially since he died while on duty.
He was doing his job. He was doing something to help the community.
He's an upstanding guy. And police lives matter.
Yep.
Jeff Shannon, who owns a local auto body shop, says that kind of community support is characteristic of Watertown, as evidenced by the money he's raising for Davis's wife and three children by selling car decals of Davis's badge.
The support's been overwhelming. I'm just glad everybody came together the way they did.
In Watertown, I'm Payne Horning for WRVO News.